Southern California jailbreak mastermind convicted. Santa Ana, California, an inmate who organized a daring, elaborate Southern California jailbreak in 2016 was found guilty Thursday of the escape, but acquitted of kidnapping a taxi driver while on the run, authorities said. Jurors in Orange County Superior Court also convicted Jose Nayeri, 44, of Newport Beach of stealing a van, but acquitted him of kidnapping during a carjacking and lesser offenses, the district attorney's office said in a statement. On January 22, 2016, Nayeri and two other men broke out of the Orange County Central Jail complex in Santa Ana, prompting a week-long manhunt. Using smuggled tools, they cut through a metal grate in their maximum security dorm cell, then climbed through plumbing shafts within the walls to reach the roof, where they rappelled down five stories using a rope made of bed linens, according to authorities and a cell phone video shot by Nayeri. The men later kidnapped a 72-year-old unlicensed taxi driver. The driver was sometimes held at gunpoint as he drove the men around. The men then stole a van and took both vehicles and the driver along as they drove hundreds of miles north to the San Francisco Bay Area, authorities said. One escapee, Bakhtin Duong, later feared that the driver would be killed and fled with him back to Southern California, authorities said. Nayeri and Jonathan Tiu were arrested the next day in San Francisco after a man recognized them from media reports, prosecutors said. Duong was convicted of escape and kidnapping in 2021. Tiu is awaiting trial for the escape, prosecutors said. At the time of his escape, Nayeri was awaiting trial on charges that he and two friends kidnapped, tortured, and mutilated a marijuana dispensary owner in 2012. The owner was kidnapped from a Newport Beach home because the robbers falsely believed he had buried $1 million in the Mojave Desert, prosecutors said. He was beaten with rubber piping, shocked with a taser, and burned with a blowtorch, prosecutors said. Nayeri fled to Iran. But he was later caught in the Czech Republic and extradited. In 2020, he was sentenced to life in prison without possibility of parole. Nayeri's co-defendants also were convicted.